This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today said the free trade agreement between India and the four-nation European bloc European Free Trade Association EFTA will be implemented from the 1st of October. Addressing the session organized by ASSOCHAM on creating global impact towards Vikasit Bharat, the Union Minister said the two sides had signed the Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement on the 10th of March last year.
All countries have now ratified, all the four countries have ratified the FTA, lodged their documents with the repository, which was Norway, and from 1st October, EFTA will come into effect.
The EFTA members are Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland. The bloc has committed an investment of $100 billion, of which $50 billion will be invested within 10 years after the implementation of the agreement and another $50 billion in the next 5 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various developmental works of the Uttarakhand government worth 1,271 crore rupees in Rudrapur. Mr. Shah interacted with investors and entrepreneurs from across the country at the Uttarakhand Investment Festival 2025, organized at Rudrapur, Uttarakhand. Addressing people on the occasion, the Union Minister said the country cannot develop unless small states like Uttarakhand can progress, so the central government has paid special attention to the development of small states and eastern states.
अटल जी इस देश की अर्थव्यवस्था को 11वें नंबर पर छोड़कर गए थे मोदी जी 10 साल में 11वें नंबर पर से चौथे नंबर पर देश की अर्थव्यवस्था को लेकर आए 2027 में हम विश्व की तीसरे नंबर की अर्थव्यवस्था बनने जा रहे हैं
Mr. Shah said today with the investment of 1 lakh crore rupees in Uttarakhand more than 81,000 jobs have been created Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said the rail manufacturing unit at Kazipet will commence manufacturing by next year. After reviewing the progress of the unit along with Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy, the minister said the civil works will be completed by the end of this year and rail engines, coaches, wagons and metro rail coaches can be manufactured at the unit in a phased manner, positioning it as one of the largest railway manufacturing units in the country. The minister underscored that the Kazipet unit will play a crucial role in strengthening India's rail infrastructure and driving the country's economic progress.
This is a mega factory for manufacturing railway coaches. This is state-of-the-art factory. Har tarike se naye technology ka upyog yahan par kiya ja raha hai. Isme 500 crore rupees ka investment lag raha hai. 2026 mein yahan par manufacturing chalu karenge. Is mega factory ka bahut potential hai. Yahan coaches manufacture ho sakte hain, engines manufacture ho sakte hain. Yahan par metro ka manufacturing ho sakta hai.
The BJP today hit out at the opposition saying that ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament, there are visible conflicts and divisions within the INDIA bloc. Replying to a question, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi told media in New Delhi that Aam Aadmi Party has already announced that it is no longer in the opposition alliance. He urged the opposition to use the forthcoming session of Parliament positively, effectively and constructively.
अभी तो संसद का सत्र दो दिन दूर है इंडी गठबंधन के अंदर तकरार और बिखराव दिखाई पड़ रहा है आम आदमी पार्टी ने कह दिया है कि वो अब इंडी गठबंधन से अलग है तो हम तो यह अपेक्षा करते हैं कि एक सकारात्मक दृष्टि से इस संसद के सत्र का प्रभावी और उपयोगी प्रयोग विपक्ष के द्वारा किया जाए
The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament beginning on Monday. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. India secured a spot in the quarterfinals of the Badminton Asia Junior Mixed Team Championships with a dominant 110-83 victory over the United Arab Emirates in their Group D clash today at Solo in Indonesia. And with that, we end this news bulletin.